Ladies in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tropical Storm Helene continues to drench Georgia and the Carolinas this morning after battering the Florida Panhandle as a Category 4 hurricane, leaving a trail of destruction in its wake. ABC's Victor Akendo near the site of Helene's landfall in Perry, Florida.
This is the closest city to where Helene made downfall. Helene packing a wind gust here, maximum 99 miles per hour, taking down trees all over the place. A large palm tree that a city crew just took a chainsaw to. It snapped like a toothpick and actually came down. And with sunlight, it's only going to reveal even more damage.
Now, Helene continues to move through the south this morning, drenching the Atlanta area, prompting dozens of rescues, millions across the south without power this morning. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu addressing the UN today as his country continues massive airstrikes in Lebanon, dismissing calls from the White House for a ceasefire. New York Mayor Eric Adams will appear before a judge today as he faces corruption charges. This is ABC News. The Pope continues a mini swing through Europe with a stop in Belgium.
Pope Francis is now in Brussels, where he's to stay through the weekend. Immigration and peace, with a war raging on European soil, are expected to be on his agenda. Francis is also expected to meet with survivors of clergy sexual abuse. It's a hot-button issue in the country. In a frosty reception, Belgium's prime minister demands concrete steps be taken to come clean with the past and put victims' interests ahead of those of the institution. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Police in Los Angeles searching for members of a flash mob targeting 7-Eleven stores. They say groups of up to 40 teens are behind more than a dozen robberies, mostly on Friday nights. Police stepping up patrols this weekend. The end of an era at Southwest Airlines. A carrier will soon offer assigned seating for the first time. It will also charge extra for legroom, but luggage will still fly free. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are you suffering from BTSSS? You know, back to school sticker shock. Did you know that the Creative Outlet is full of gently used kids' clothes sold at resale prices? Yes, even the brands that your kids want to wear. Right now, we have 6 tag colors on sale to make room for all of the new clothes that are going to the sales floor on a daily basis. Save big money and send your kids back to school in style at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. During the reign of Napoleon, a soldier had twice committed a crime that was worthy of death. The day before the young man's execution, his mother went to Napoleon and begged him to have mercy and spare his son's life. Napoleon told her that because of the crimes that he had committed, the young man did not deserve mercy. The mother cried, "Sir, it would not be mercy if he deserved it, and mercy is all I ask for." Her reasoning and passion prevailed. Napoleon was moved to commute the sentence. The Word of God teaches us that vengeance belongs solely to the Lord. So when emotion pressures us to respond to injury or injustice by retaliating, we must choose to honor God by showing his attitude of love and forgiveness. Remember, one of the most powerful witnesses to genuine Christianity is a willingness to extend mercy and forgiveness to those who have wronged us. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, of course, we're watching this huge mass of rain and wind off to the southeast of Wisconsin, in part because of Hurricane Helene tracking northward up through Georgia early this morning. That system is pushing rain all the way up into central Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, but it should miss us. A few sprinkles may make it up to the southeast tip of Wisconsin by tonight. Otherwise, mainly some beautiful weather will continue through the weekend. Temperatures still running a good 15 degrees above normal with a fair amount of sunshine. Just a few high wispy clouds coming in from that southern system the next 36 hours. Now, there will be a cold front dropping in from the northwest as we head into Monday evening. We're not expecting any rain with that either, just very dry air associated with it. But it will bring us some gusty winds and much cooler temperatures by Monday night and Tuesday. Gusty winds will continue into the middle of next week, but they'll be turning to the southwest by Wednesday, ushering in slightly warmer air before the next cold front hits by next Thursday. That forecast for today is sun and high cloud mixture, temperature topping out close to 80, northeast wind up to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, low at 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and warm, just a bit breezy, with a high near 80. Northeast wind of 8 to 15. On Sunday, mostly sunny, staying unusually warm, low 53 with a high of 79. Heading into Monday, sunny or partly cloudy, breezy and mild, low 53 with highs in the upper 70s. Tuesday, mostly sunny, breezy and much cooler, low 52 with a high of 64. And Wednesday, partly cloudy, turning windy, low in the upper 30s with highs in the upper 60s. Thursday, partly sunny and breezy, low 47 with a high of 66. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a sunny 48 degrees, and that is up from a morning low of 45. Yesterday's high was 80. A record high for this day, set back in 1954 at 87, while a record low of 27 was set in 1991. Last year on this day, our high was 70, our low 63. Sunset today will be at 6:50, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:55. No precipitation, the barometer holding steady at the moment at 30.1, and we have light winds out of the southwest. Again, it's a sunny 48 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports this morning is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Phil Nee will have a look at our sports in just a moment.
Fall in love at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from fresh floral arrangements that blend vivid summer flowers with the beauty of autumn colors. Enjoy the scents of Amish apple butter, cranberry nut bread, and buttercream vanilla with scented candles and melts. Or pick up fall favorites like mums, grasses, and patio planters. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Every day is a perfect day to shop at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Like us on Facebook or call 383-1616. We deliver.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
I'm Phil Neen for WRCO Sports. It was a big win for the Richland Center soccer team last night. The Hornet boys defeated Dodge Point 3-1 in a home soccer meet. It was the senior night. Hornet goals by Pedro Matatucci. He had two of those. Giovanni Cerna also scored a goal. Pedro scored on a long throw from local player Dorian Anderson. The goal came just 9 minutes into the game. Richland Center had possession for most of the opening minutes, culminating in Pedro's goal. Giovanni Cerna found the net next, getting the ball from Ronaldo Hernandez, who volleyed a long ball from the chest of Damon Garcia. The Hornets had stellar defense from Mason Jelinek, Jack Stanley, along with Harrison Carpenter and Dorian Anderson. The third goal again was Pedro Matatucci. It was a moment of excellence, according to Coach Tom Stadler. Dodge Point scored one goal, but could not get more than that. The Hornets play next Saturday at home, 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock in an invitational tomorrow. Come watch the Hornets for homecoming on Tuesday as well. They'll take on Platteville Lancaster. Seniors that were honored last night: Grayson Banker, Mason Jelinek, Gavin Gokenauer, Dorian Anderson, Jack Stanley, Pedro Matatucci, Damon Garcia, Theo Miller, Ethan Gauld, Carter Nelson, Ronaldo Hernandez, Garrison Weiss, Cameron Schultz, Lily Parker, Gustavo Cano, Emily Dickman, recognized by the Hornets soccer program for the dedication to the sport. Elsewhere, Wisconsinites Barneveld and River Valley wound up in a scoreless deadlock. Wisconsin Dells 9-0 over Black River Falls, Melrose Mindoro. Ripon edged Baraboo 1-0, and Toma over Sparta 1-0. High school volleyball last night. It was a win for Dodgeville as they avenged a loss to Richland Center early in the season. Last night at Richland Center High School, it was Dodgeville 25-23, 25-23, and 27-25. River Valley came back from a 2-0 deficit to win 3-2 over Prairie du Chien in the Southwest Conference, and Platteville swept Lancaster last night. In the Richland Valley, Ithaca with a 3-0 victory against DeSoto. The Bulldogs won 25-17. That was the same score in all three sets. That's kind of a rarity. Waseca Steuben, 3-0 over Weston last night. Also in the SWAL, Fenimore 3-2 over Southwestern. In a match that we called on the radio, it was Iowa Grant getting the win against the Riverdale Chieftains. A hard-fought 5-set match, won 3-2 by Iowa Grant. Riverdale won the first, 25-16. The Panthers won, 25-21 in the second. The Chieftains survived, 27-25 in the third, while Iowa Grant won the last two sets, 25-23 and 16-14. Adrian Biddick led Iowa Grant with 12 kills, while Gretchen Buchholz had 15 kills for Riverdale in the close match during homecoming week at Riverdale. Macy McKay had 4 aces for the Chieftains, who fell to 1-5 in the SWAL. The Panthers are now 3-3. Riverdale won the JV match 2-1. Riverdale will host Boscobel on Tuesday, while Iowa Grant will play at Darlington. Also in volleyball last night, Kickapoo swept North Crawford and Sauk Prairie over Baraboo 3-0.
Week 6 of high school football this weekend. It's homecoming action for River Valley as they host Lancaster. Co-head coach Dan Makovic talked about homecoming.
One of my favorite times of the year. As a coach, it's not, but as just a community member and someone who's involved, it's great to see the kids doing all these different things and showing off all the activities that they're in. I like that they get to be so involved in the games and just everything's here this week. So the amount of traffic and people around, it's great to see. Even though, yes, there are a lot of distractions, we really enjoy homecoming here.
Richland Center travels to Platteville. Coach Andrew Troxell talked about last week's loss to New Glarus.
I mean, I thought we had drives. We executed and did well. Just penalties. Penalties were a big hindrance, you know, for us having success and continue to put drives together. That was a tough one to drop, but you know, like we tell the kids, we're back to work on Monday. And so this whole week we've been focused on what we got to do to get a win in Platteville.
New Glarus plays at Broadhead Judah and Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville tonight in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Elsewhere, Westby at Arcadia, GET at Viroqua, La Crosse Logan at Baraboo, Adams Friendship at Mauston, Reedsburg at Onalaska, the Dells at Watoma, and Mount Horeb-Barneveld at Sauk Prairie. In the Six Rivers Conference tonight, it's homecoming football for Riverdale. The Chieftains play host to Pecatonica Argyle. Here is Coach Lucas Phelps of Riverdale.
You know, homecoming, you got all these activities going on. You end the week with your football game at home, things like that. It's a lot of fun for kids. You tell them to get involved, stuff like that, but also the distractions. You know, we tell them, you know, stay the course, understand what you do off the field is about the team, not just the individual. So make sure that we aren't allowing those distractions to take away what we need to do in practice to prepare ourselves for Friday.
River Ridge at Boscobel, Potosi-Cassville at Iowa Grant, and Blackhawk Warren at Waseca-Steuben. And in the scenic bluffs, Hillsboro at New Lisbon, Brookwood at Cashton, Nisita travels to Ithaca. I asked co-head coach Kyle Kelly what they will see against Nisita.
We finally get to see a team. They're more of a spread offense, and they like to throw a lot. And we've had team after team the last several weeks where they're very run-heavy and in tight. So it's a little bit different. Finally get to see something a little not what we've seen the last few weeks.
Eight-player football, DeSoto at Monticello, North Crawford at Belmont, and Kickapoo LaFarge at Wisconsin Heights. On Saturday, eight-player football features Oneewoke Weston at Highland and a 2 o'clock kickoff time for that one.
Bowling scores from the Phoenix Center, Coffee Clutch League, Spare Parts, 1882, Pin Pals, 1867, and ILK, a 1793. Spare Parts had a 696, Pin Pals, 665, ILK, a 628. Cheryl McNerland with a 653, Ann Makovic, a 497, Judy Shireman, a 481. Also, the top game belonged to Judy Shireman, a 199, Cheryl McNerland, a 190, twice, Ann Makovic, a 180. Alma Manning had a split pickup of a 210. Gene Nix, a 7-5. Pat Adams, a 2-7 in the coffee clutch. All-star bowling at the Phoenix Center last night. Top series, Turbo's Bar and Grill, $28.95. Alana Springs Campground and TKO Barbecue each had a $28.11 series. Kendall Express Lube with a $27.83. Top game, Turbo's Bar and Grill, a $10.38. Alana Springs Campground, a $10.31. TKO Barbecue, a $9.80. Top series, Marty Johnson, 137 over average with a 740, 718 for Travis Bushley, Greg Shep, 93 over average and a 684. Top game, Greg Shep had a 288, Travis Bushley a 279, and a 276 for Marty Johnson. Luke Jacobson bowled a 558 series, 99 over average, and Ricky Wolf with a 624, 99 over average. On the state scene, Aaron Savali made his final start of the regular season and got through six innings on just 86 pitches while striking out five. He allowed three hits and one walk. The Brewer offense bounced back after a disappointing showing on Wednesday with 14 hits, two walks, and four stolen bases. Joey Ortiz had a three-hit day with an RBI. Blake Perkins and also Gary Sanchez each had two hits. And Bryce Terang drove in two of the crew's five runs. The Brewers finish out the regular season with a series against the Mets. It starts tonight. Frankie Montas starts for the Brewers. Elsewhere yesterday, Colorado 10-8 over St. Louis, and the Dodgers beat San Diego 7-2. In the American League, Detroit 4-3 over Tampa Bay, the White Sox 7, Angels nothing, Oakland 3-2 over Texas, Yankees 10-1 winners against Baltimore. Interleague play, Kansas City 7, Washington 4, and Miami 8-6 over Minnesota. Finally, in sports, the Bucks announced yesterday that Junior Bridgman is now a 10% owner of the club. During a press conference yesterday, the former Milwaukee Buck great talked about his opportunities and if he thought about buying it earlier when Senator Herb Kohl owned the team.
You know, I talked to Senator Kohl back then, and it just didn't feel right at that time. And now it does, and not just because of Jimmy and Wes and Jamie, but it just feels right. Now, would I have loved to have been 20 years younger? Yeah, you know, and be more involved. But sometimes you just have to go how life takes things.
That's a look at sports on this Friday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Good Friday morning, a little TGIF. I'm Bo Hendricks in for Phil Nee as he and Hank are out at the River Valley School Fair. So we'll hear from them in just a little bit here during the morning show and moving forward. But it's time for another great edition as we take a look at Fresh from the Country. Some of the hits on the charts as they've been moving around this past week. We'll start things off with Cole Swindell as he moved up a couple spots. He was number 41 last week and has moved up to number 39 this week with his song Forever to Me.
Ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more while been free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond that she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing around it when your whole world's standing there. Just cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. And just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave my chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my name. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. She gave forever to me. She gave a yes to the dress with her mama. That's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy. Know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me.
Five minutes after 8 o'clock here on this Fresh from the Country Friday. I'm Bo Hendrickson for Phil Nee. And of course, you know, another Friday upon us. We'll have Friday night football, today being River Valley School Fair, but also River Valley Homecoming Week. And well, let's take a look at what's going on in the news this week. Well, a lone bull on the lam, one of eight that escaped from a rodeo in a Massachusetts mall parking lot, has been caught. But not before a pursuit that ended on a highway. The bull was lassoed and led into a trailer on U.S. Highway 1 on Monday night, not far from where the group of eight broke through their pens and charged toward the crowded parking lot. The bulls knocked down fencing, bumped against a tent, and rumbled down toward the highway before they headed to the woods. Seven of the eight were corralled by late Sunday afternoon in the Festival Rodeo, and the Emerald Square Mall was shut down. But they finally got the eighth one. Took a little bit longer, though. I wonder if that's one of those events where you would have to maybe call the constable. Sorry, that was low-hanging fruit there. That wasn't acceptable. I didn't mean to do that. That was bad. That was bad. Yeah. You know, I really, really hope I can turn this around this morning. Don't want to take the easy jokes. I don't think that's very acceptable.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines. Your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 bayou, babe. From the bayou to Kentucky. City to the country. From here to Timbuktu. Boy, after a long day, you know there ain't no wrong way to drive my crazy, crazy. In a 4x4 bayou. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion. Up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Crazy. WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get a stud. Head to toe in camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. That's right, yeah. I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get a stud. Hip toe and camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck. Head to toe in camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Yeah, that's right.
Chris Jansen, what you see is what you get. As that was his hit right there. Before that, we heard from none other than Lainey Wilson with her song 4x4 by You, moving up quite a bit. Last week, it was a number 45, now all the way up to number 35 this week on the charts. Chris Jansen also doing a little moving of his own with his hit that we just heard, What You See Is What You Get. Last week at number 30, this week up a couple spots to number 28.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
This is Phil Nee, and I'm a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted, and right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall, an amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential shouses, and much more. All built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to our weekly services. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. Please join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at Willow Valley UMC in Ithaca.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
100.9 WRCO.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like.
Country girl called mine, and boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like.
yourself. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this.
Langley, Riley Green, you look like you love me. Moving up a lot, actually, this week on the charts, turning fresh from the country here last week at number 21, this week all the way up to 15. Now that's a jump. We'll test your trivia knowledge in just a moment here with a chance to win a prize from Christy Sunnyside. Right now, though, let's head to the number 10 spot this week as we're now jumping up into the top 10 on the country charts. Last week at number 11, this week up to number 10. Here's Morgan Wallen. Lies, lies, lies.
Don't come down. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Good. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another touch. Still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart, heartbreaks are hard to break. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try. You're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby. Cause the truth is, the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart, heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing. To my eyes, 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 I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart, heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies.
Morgan Wallen on Fresh from the Country here on WRCO. The trivia question of the day today is coming up here in just a second. It's sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Okay, time for today's trivia question of the day, as we are taking a look at entertainment history. It was on this day, September 27th, that the variety show Dolly, starring Dolly Parton, premiered on ABC, but it was canceled only after one season. What year did this show premiere, or what year did this show take place on? I'll give you a hint. It was in the 80s. Good luck.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. Think I feel in love right then and there. We were at the door before they handed us on. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town. Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Let's ride. In your Chevrolet. Lord knows I've been praying for the day. Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
That song slipping a little bit itself, actually, on the charts. Last week, number one. This week, number five. Dustin Lynch, Jelly Roll, Chevrolet. And we have our winner of a trivia question of the day. And the question was, on this day in what year did the variety show Dolly, starring Dolly Parton, premiere on ABC, only lasting one season? The answer, 1987. There you go. And our winner was Marilyn Peckham of Richland Center. So congratulations, Marilyn. You win a prize from Christie Sunnyside.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking to refresh your home or fix those nagging repairs? Affordable Interior Painting is here to help. They specialize in water damage repair, drywall and plaster repairs, and even spruce up your entry door. With daily cleanup and fully insured service, you'll get professional results with no hassle. Beautify your space with a fresh coat of paint or restore those problem areas today. Call Mark at 608-604-4032. That's 608-604-4032. Affordable Interior Painting, bringing new life to your home. Beautify with color.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop final Anything Summer 50 Cent Sale and all single-piece glassware items 10 cents. Stop in often, new items added daily. Like them on Facebook and check out the current sales and special silent auction items. Shop smart, where your donations are always appreciated and the profits from your purchases have helped support area nonprofit agencies for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And Saturday 10 to 4. See you there.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroque's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you, Sleepy Hollow.
It's Applefest in Gaze Mills now through Sunday, with lots of great food, live music, and the big parade on Sunday. Stroll down Main Street where you'll find vendors, live music, food, and fun activities for the whole family. At the county fairgrounds, there's the carnival, flea market, and the arts and crafts show that will feature nearly 100 vendors offering antiques, collectibles, crafts, and fabulous food. Today through Sunday during Applefest in Gaze Mills.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you tired of dealing with frequent headaches, neck pain, or vertigo? Is having wrist pain, carpal tunnel issues, or shoulder pain slowing you down? Do you get up in the morning already having lower back pain, sciatica, hip or knee pain? Our experienced doctors provide personalized, drug-free options to help achieve your optimal health in a friendly, welcoming environment. We also offer federal exams for CDL drivers. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, and start your journey to a healthier, happier you.
Here on Fresh from the Country, we're looking at the top two songs, moving up a spot from number three last week. Here's Post Malone at number two with Blake Shelton, Pour Me a Drink.
Always got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Carter taking speeding down to 65 and nowhere I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way, I can't stop until the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
There you go. As we head to number one this week, up a spot from number two last week, here on Fresh from the Country, it's Luke Combs, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma.